time, John.
Yeah. Welcome back to Drew Garabo Live. He's Drew Garabo. I'm John Senning. You know, we've both spent many a years in the service industry, and I don't ever remember this being a thing. I don't know if it's mostly fancy restaurants. I know we've covered places in the past that weren't necessarily bougie. I think we kind of dabbled in it recently because we were reading through some of the rules and regulations of Charlie's Steakhouse, and I think it said that offensive odors, you know, could cause you to get kicked out.
Yeah.
But this this Reddit thread has gone viral from Tales from Your Server is the Reddit thread. What does your restaurant do over severe pot smell on customers? We intercept at the door anywhere from 3 to 5 guests slash parties a day, a week, every week, and we tell them they need to air out before we can seat them. Ways to break it to them is, I'm sorry, but you have a strong offensive odor and we cannot seat you, nor have you in the reception area. If you want to go outside and air out for a few minutes, we can see you. We can see what we can do. If we have to say it to them again, other statements we use are, you all smell a little loud. We need to air that out or you cannot come in. About 60% either get such an attitude we refuse service anyways or just leave as they feel they are being profiled. Any other places have this happen on the regular? Is it okay or not okay to deny someone service at a restaurant because they smell like that loud? They smell like marijuana.
727-579-1025. I would never go back to a place. Like, if you told me you can't sit here because you smell like a blunt, I would say thank you very much. I'll be gladly taking my money elsewhere.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think you would roll into 9 out of 10 places smelling like a blunt.
True. I don't smoke blunts.
No. Nor would you clam bake yourself in a vehicle and walk into a restaurant. I think some of it is just common courtesy in that, you know, we're talking about the rescheduling of marijuana. Mm. It's going to be on the ballot, you know, for recreational in Florida. And I think that if – this is a long leap, but it's got to be kind of like gun ownership. Like, we've got to be good weed smokers and then not expect everybody to want to tolerate the smell of weed. Because I will say, as much as I love smoking weed, and I've been the guy who smells like weed, stale, I just clam baked out my car blunt style weed.
Gross.
Is not a very pleasant smell. No. And if I'm posted up next to you, whether it be at a Chili's or a Burns, I don't think it's really fair to the other people in the restaurant.
And to be fair, those who do partake can be numb to the smell. They can have no clue. Like, to them, it's like they don't smell anything. And then you walk into a room and someone's like, dude, did you just fire one up? Like, how'd you know?
Well, and it's weird, too, because I think Ronnie D, one of his reasons for thinking we shouldn't have recreational is everywhere and everything is going to smell like weed. And he's probably not wrong.
Yeah. It'd be like New York.
We were talking during the break, and I have this new article, came out a couple days ago, from Bloomberg. Amid marijuana legalization, a civic problem lingers. That smell, the pungent odor of cannabis, has emerged as a quality of life issue from New York City to Amsterdam. And it runs through all of the different problems, from restaurants to apartment buildings to people who just want to take their family down to Times Square. Everything in New York, from what I understand, smells like weed. And they, I think, went a little further than other places with their weed laws, where if you can smoke a cigarette there, you can smoke a joint there.
Oh, wow.
Which
no wonder.
I love.
Sure.
But I also, I just accept that some people aren't fans. And I think for some people, it's more than just being, I look at it like this. I hate, nor do I want to be around the smell of a cigarette smoke.
Right, same.
And there are people, even though we may not grasp it, it's no difference to them. Maybe even worse. So if I don't want that smoke near me, I think other people have the right to not want a certain type of smoke around them.
You're not wrong. It's just hard for me to get my head around the two smells being comparable, because to me, cigarette smoke is so disgusting and weed smoke isn't. But that's just to me.
And that's the thing, is they're not really comparable. I don't think they're comparable in the sense of their actual smell. I just think it's the reaction people have. It's that some people smell that, and this article referenced a lady who sued her neighbor because of the because of the weed smoke. She said, I couldn't sleep at night. It was making me sick. And then the judge ordered the tenant to refrain from smoking weed, not only in his home, but within 25 feet of his residence.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, I think it's going to play itself out in court in a bunch of different places.
727-579-1025. Drew Grabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
This is Mark.
Mark, is it okay or not okay for restaurants to refuse service to someone because they smell loud?
No, I don't think it is. What if you come in smelling like alcohol? You know, what's the difference?
Well, your clothes don't absorb the smell of alcohol,
There is a bit of a difference. How you could even get there. Like, if you worked in a brewery all day, and you had hops and barley and beer splashing all over your body, I still don't think you would smell.
No.
That's a man who's never smelled somebody properly,
covered
in weed.
Or a guy who burns, who doesn't want to admit that he smells like weed sometimes.
Yeah, and there is also the profiling angle of it, but I also feel like that's probably more geographical. Because, like, in St. Pete, like, I feel like you'd have just as many hippie-ass white people reeking like weed than you would any other race.
Yeah, for sure. 727. But, like, when you see it at a nicer steakhouse, you kind of get the feeling that they're targeting a certain clientele.
I mean, I don't feel that way.
Okay. Yeah, me either. I mean, who would? Drew Grabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
You know, I don't think this is Juan.
Hey,
Andy, you can't tell me that weed smoke smells good, man. I think a bud smells good, but you can't tell me weed smoke smells good.
Oh, I can. I can tell you it smells great.
You know what I'm saying, man.
I don't. What's the difference between the way a bud smells and the way weed smoke smells?
550 degrees of fire.
Yeah, one's burnt, one's not, I guess.
Got me there.
Again, there are those people that feel that way.
Sure.
And if we are going to live amongst them as people who support the plant, I feel like we can't just shove every cent down their nose holes.
All right, so suppose I'm one of the many Americans, John, that I believe that a fine toke of the devil's lettuce enhances my dining experience.
Oh, it does, absolutely. I can't tell you the last time that I didn't smoke before a meal. So then,
how I'm going to a nicer restaurant. I want to really enhance my steakhouse experience. How do I chief without being denied service?
I would say you could totally do it with just a mild amount of planning. First of all, don't do it in your car.
All right.
Do it outside of your car.
It's America.
Have a little bit of Purell on hand. A lot of the weed smell permeates from your fingers, especially if you're smoking joints.
Okay.
So just wash your hands down with some Purell, and then maybe hit a little Banaca.
Yeah.
What's that spray that you put in your mouth? Just
Banaca.
A little something, and then I think you're going to be pretty covered. Maybe a little spritz of Axe body spray or something, and
All right. As long as I can, and smoke a joint in the open air. It's beautiful.
Especially now in Florida, I don't think that's something you really have to be super concerned with.
No.
Especially if you're not behind the wheel. I mean, you can kind of just smoke it next to your car.
Yeah.
Or
fire them up anywhere.
Variation. Or just pop an Eddie 50 minutes before dinner.
It's a different effect.
The Eddies get me munchier than anything else.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
Drew Grabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
This is Damon.
Damon, you think okay or not okay for restaurants to refuse service based on the fact that you smell like dank?
Well, I would say that it's not okay because they would also then have to refuse my wonderfully over-perfumed grandmother. I mean, that's kind of the same actual conversation.
Well, good. I would rather smell a guy hitting a bong at the next table than nothing against your grandma, but that old lady excessive perfume.
Dude, you don't even
mention the other one. And John, no offense, but Banaca Axe. How many other things do I need to spray at myself before I'm allowed
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to be a considerate human being. That's all. Dude, I worked at Ground Zero of old lady smells. Dude, the Ruby Tuesdays in the villages.
Oh.
It was insane. You could taste it. Like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
It's not even, I don't think that it's necessary the scent itself. It's the excess scent. I mean, they're doing something they're like taking the spritzer off and pouring it in little puddles in their hands and splashing it all over their body. And I mean, that is, dude, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I've been out to eat before and had a meal borderline ruined by an elderly lady who went a little too far.
And you know why they do the excessive perfume? Covers up the aroma of self-defecation.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. You smell a lot of old lady perfume. You should be thankful you're not smelling an old lady who just duked in her drawers.
Well, I guess that'll change the way I think about it now, and I'll thank every woman that smells that way. Thank you for your service.
Hello, who are you?
Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, Tommy, really well. You think it's okay or not okay for restaurants to refuse service on account of the fact that you smell like burnt trees?
I'm okay with it. Me and my buddy were just talking about this.
Oh.
I'm getting so sick of being forced to smell weed now, and I'm all for smoking. But where I'm walking around my apartment complex, going to the pool, wherever I go, it's like, I think about it like this, like, I love the smell of cilantro. I love the smell of garlic. I love the smell of jasmine or whatever. But if I have to smell it all the time, you start getting tired of it. So I'm like, I'm over it, man. Like, go somewhere. That's how I feel about it.
It is crazy. Even, you know, where we live, like when we take a walk at night, I don't know where it's coming from, but guaranteed at some point there's going to be wafts of marijuana coming from a back porch or a house or some variation of it. So that ain't going away. It's only probably going to get worse. But I, like, what do you do? Like, what could you do?
Sir?
Oh, wait. Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, I just said, what could you do? If you smoke weed and you've gone through the consideration of going outside, what's the next step?
I don't know. That's a good question. I still think people should smoke it, though. It's just overbearing, I think. Maybe go inside. Maybe go inside and, I don't know, your air conditioner will filter it out. Maybe just step in your own, you know, your own private space, I guess.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned garlic. You don't ever get sick of the smell of, like, garlic cooking, though. Like, you could smell that 24/7.
You say that, but.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, imagine you walk outside. Well, I don't know. That does sound pretty nice.
There's not been one time in my life when I've smelled garlic and not thought, oh my God, I'm in heaven. Like that is a heavenly smell.
Dude, what if they like passed a law where you had to have the toilet paper roll with a fabric sheet, rubber band around it to blow your smoke out of everywhere you were always?
I mean,
you ever pull that move off?
Oh yeah, come
on. Dude, that was somebody. I feel like it's somebody we know, maybe even somebody that works here. Somebody had like a device.
Oh yeah,
that was was it on a cruise?
I think so. I think told us
maybe. Or I was thinking maybe Austin. Dizzy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Either way, something that you have to like blow it into. But I mean, I'm gonna blow it wherever I want to blow it.
That's what America's for. Is this even a free country if we can't blow it whatever we want to blow it?
Thanks, man. Oh, dude, you're a patriot.
Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Mr. Rob, so I got an opinion on this. Yeah, it's okay and to maybe not refuse the service, but say something about it, because I smoke cigarettes, and if I'm bothering somebody, I would more than appreciate it if they would tell me.
Well, no one wants to be rude, but like when you smoke cigs, you always smell like it. Like you may not know it and you may not realize it, but as soon as you walk up, people are like, there's a smoker.
Yeah, exactly. But I try to wash my hands and do everything that I can to get that smell off of me.
Sure.
And it's kind of like when you hotbox one, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know who's more likely to hotbox. We got a little Marlboro Red coming up there. Who's more likely to hotbox, a cig smoker or a weed smoker? I feel like it's a weed smoker.
I think it is a weed smoker because, like, the weed smoker doesn't think that anybody else would be object to their smell, whereas cig smokers, I think, know, oh my God, I stink.
Well, and I still think as far as we've come, there is the, like a lot of weed smokers still are super shady. Not shady in the sense of like they're shady people. They're freaked out. They're sketched out by smoking in public. Like we said, get out of your car and smoke your joint there. A cigarette smoker will do that all day long and not think twice. A bunch of weed smokers out there would never just stand out and smoke, you know, smoke a joint, they would roll all their windows up and smoke their joint in their car and then, you know, have the smell of that offend everybody rather than the burning.
And it's funny because you see people who don't really realize now that we're in the era of, like, smoke weed anywhere and, like, you fire one up and they're like,
it still has a little bit of catching up to do. And, I mean, Yeah, I think, if, especially for people that don't smoke weed.
Yeah,
if they
nerds.
Smell it, they're just like, oh, geez, what's going on here? But you're going to smell it. You're going to smell it everywhere for the rest of your life.
Before the Madonna concert, rooftop edition,
oh,
pool. These girls walk out, they go, ooh, that smells nice. It's like, my medicine. Would you comment on a diabetic taking their insulin?
That's true.
You know?
That's the, man, this is far off base, but not too far off base.
Go on.
Dude, the rando, I don't care where it is, the rando that wants to smoke your weed. Most obvious place is concerts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It hasn't happened in a while.
Right.
But if, like, it's a concert that's not a total smoke fest, but, like, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
And then you got the one guy that's like, dude, I didn't know what it was going to be like in here, man. I didn't bring my weed. Can I take a hit of that?
What I like to tell them is that I'm a human bong. And they have to hit from the pipe, you know, the carbs around back. And if they suck hard enough, they'll get high.
Dude, one of the – now, this was a shady thing that I did. And I had to have told you this before.
I don't know why that reminded you of it.
We went – well, I know why, because it's almost there. Dude, we went to Times Square. I've only been to Times Square twice. We went to Times Square to the Nokia Theater. I was with Danielle's parents and her sister and her sister's husband at the time, and they were super-duper religious.
Yeah, yeah.
So we weren't smoking near her parents. Like, I didn't have weed on the trip or anything. And we went to the Nokia Theater, and we're getting ready for the concert to start. And all I could think was, this is such a cool freaking experience. I wish I had some weed to smoke.
Yeah.
So I go to the bathroom, and I'm at the urinal, and I smell an aroma coming from the stall. And no joke, dude, I freaking knocked on that stall, and I put my head over the top, and I said, I know this is insane. I'm from out of the state. I'm with my in-laws. I will give you $10 if you let me hit that one time. And dude, I got in the stall with two strangers, and they had one of those weird little metal pipes with the rubber tip on the end to make it like smokeless. And I took the biggest rip of my life and walked back and had one of the greatest concert experiences ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they could have very well been like, yeah, come in this stall, big boy. Smoke you on each end.
When I went to Sublime and Little Stranger and Dirty Heads at that Apopka
theater. Yeah.
I was there by myself. And I don't think I brought anything with me. And like people near me like offered it.
Yeah,
to me.
They
and
will
I was
they
like,
will offer.
I was like, what a lovely gesture.
That is
Thank
nice.
You so much.
A lot of people will offer. I don't know. If I've got it, I'm just not going to take that risk. I mean, God forbid you got some PCP, some angel dust.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know what you're into. So it's just not to mention the mouth diseases you might have. Like But don't get me wrong. If I'm in need.
I was going to say, if you don't have it, then hell with tuberculosis.
Anything's fair game.
All right. We're going to come back. We'll try to get your calls in. And today's 5:30 fun fact. It's a 5:30 fun fact that makes me rethink the way I feel about a certain television program, and I may be ready for a rewatch. And we'll get to it next on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning.
If you like paying high electric bills, then this message is just not for you. If you hate those increasing electric bills, then listen up, because my friends at Solar Bear can help you eliminate your electric bill right now with no money out of pocket and no payments for 12 months. Keep your hard-earned dollars in your pocket. I could list the awards these guys have, but there's just not enough time.